When massive stars explode, they can produce gamma-ray bursts. The burst reported in two papers in Nature is the earliest discrete event seen so far in our universe.
When I received the text message about the gamma-ray burst, it came ultimately from the SWIFT satellite. SWIFT is an unusual satellite. At the back you have the Burst Alert Telescope, which detects the gamma rays from the gamma-ray burst. And here on the left is the X-ray telescope. When SWIFT detects a burst, it slews the whole spacecraft round and points these narrower field, higher resolution telescopes at that patch of the sky.
When you look at the image of this gamma ray burst, what you actually see is a very faint red blob, which is the afterglow as it gradually fades away. And the reason for that is because it is incredibly far away.
To see the burst at all, it must have been produced by a massive event.
What we think gamma ray bursts are formed by is the final collapse of very massive stars, perhaps 20 or so times the mass of the Sun. And as they run out of nuclear fuel in their core, they collapse, and in their centre they form a black hole. And the matter raining onto this black hole produces a powerful jet which pierces the star and is expelled essentially in two opposite directions.
This is an incredibly exciting way to do astronomy, because obviously you have to chase these bursts in real time. So every time your phone goes to alert you to the fact that the gamma ray burst, there's a surprise in store for you.